This morning, Di and our GMA camera crew out in midstream, at the midstream medic clinic, with two very special ladies this morning. Well, one of them is definitely the lady of the morning. Goeiemôre, Di, is jy daar?
Goeiemôre, Martin. Ja, ons is hier. Ek is saam met twee pragtige dames en een lyk vir my verskriklik senuweeagtig.
I'm thinking it's probably the one in the hospital bed right now. That's about to have an operation.
Yes.
So just to sketch the background here, we're talking about Judith Klaba. She is in hospital right now. She needs surgery that'll definitely improve her life to her leg. And the first part of the surgery, and the reason why she's in the hospital this morning to get the surgery, is with the help of her employers. And her employer being Marty Zederberg and her husband. Marty is also there. So just sketch the background there on the situation with the leg, if you don't mind.
Môre, Martin. Ja, Jude werk nou 9 jaar vir ons. Sy het 9 jaar terug net na sy by ons begin werk het geval, haar been gebreek en die been het nie mooi reguit aangegroei nie. So ons het so 6 jaar terug het sy verskriklik begin pyn kry.
So.
En ons het toe nou probeer om by 'n staatshospitaal reg te kom. En elke keer na 3 jaar wat sy op die waglys was, het hulle vir ons gesê dat sy is reg vir die operasie, sy moet kom en as sy daar kom en dan staan nie 'n bed vir haar nie. En so het dit aangegaan, so was 2-3 keer terug en wat sy nie reg gekom het nie. En so het ons toe nou gehoor van iemand wat gehelp is deur Operation Healing Hands by Medikliniek.
Right. Yeah.
En ons het vir die dokter Shane Kotse hier geskakel en hy het die bal in die rol gesit en Operation Healing Hands het die ding oorgeneem en vandag is ons hier en ons is ongelooflik dankbaar want waar sy 6 jaar terug een operasie nodig gehad het, gaan sy nou 2 operasies nodig. Hulle moet eers haar been reg uitmaak en dan daarna
the knee replacement. And just to give you background on Operation Healing Hands, we hear so many of these stories where people end up on lists, waiting lists at government hospitals, and sometimes they have to wait years and years and years before they get the surgery that they really need and deserve. So Operation Healing Hands fast tracks that process and chooses a couple of patients that they then put in the front of the queue and help them. But it still costs quite a bit of money, though, to have these operations done. Am I right?
Absolutely, Martin. The thing with government hospitals, their first priority is life-saving. So if somebody is there for a knee replacement, but somebody else needs, a life needs to be saved, that will always get first priority.
Yeah.
And you know the backlog and how the volumes of patients that state hospitals have to have. But in Judith's case, for example, she needs, if she doesn't have this operation, she can't work anymore. So this is life improvement.
Sure, absolutely. And you know,
otherwise she's healthy.
Otherwise she's healthy and she's on her legs, on her feet all day. And not only working, you know, doing her day job, but also looking after her own child and that of her sister and brother who passed away. So she looks after quite a couple of kids.
Yo, that's a whole family and she's not just the breadwinner but also the guardian.
Yeah, no.
You know, so it's money and it's emotional investment. It's a lot on your plate.
And I saw the pictures of her leg and it's very, very obvious that it must be very, very uncomfortable. So let's chat to Judith herself. Is she there with you? Are you at her hospital bed?
She is.
Morning,
she
Judith.
Is, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm all right, thank you. Well, it's kind of weird asking someone on a hospital bed right now how they're doing. You must be a bit nervous, but excited at the same time. Am I right, Judith?
Yes, you are right. I'm so excited, but a little bit excited. I don't want to be excited because I'm going to hit my heart so much.
I know, but you're in good hands. I can promise you that. Just take me back quickly to, I mean, you had a bad fall and your leg never really recovered. How did it affect your life? Were you constantly in pain? Was it just awkward and uncomfortable? Explain to me what you go through on a daily basis.
Oh, I go through so much. My leg was paining every day, day and night. I can't sleep so well. So my bosses, they try to help me and buy me some tablets sometimes. They take me to the doctor for injections. So I did struggle so much with this leg.
And then, of course, you had to be on that waiting list for so long, and eventually they just gave up with that waiting list, and they fast-tracked the whole process through Operation Healing Hands and Good Morning Angels taking hands with Operation Healing Hands. And that's why you're there this morning, and I'm so happy that you are there and that you're going to have the first part of the operation done. There are two parts to the operation, which we'll get to in a couple of moments' time. Tell me about your day. Do you have long days?
Yeah, no. Yes, I did.
And then you also look after, am I right in saying you also look after your brother and your sister's children? Yes. Did they pass away, your brother and your sister?
Yes, they did pass away.
And then the kids also came under your care?
Yes, they did. I look after them, both of them.
So how many kids do you basically take care of in one day, in total?
Seven kids.
Seven kids. Not only with healthy legs, Judith, does that sound like a task and a half, but I can just imagine in your condition. And you've been so strong and so courageous, and you deserve to be healthy. And for that leg of yours to be looked after, I really... And it's not just me saying it. It's also these special voices that would like to give you a message this morning. Listen to this, Judith.
Granny, I love you, Granny.
We love you, Granny. We wish you all the best in your operation.
Dombini Qaba, my mother. You are a mother any child would yearn to have. In darkness and in dull days of my life, you have been a shoulder to cry to. In joyful and blissful days, you are always there to celebrate my success and joy. I love you so much, Mom. You are a darling to my kids, your granddaughters. With this, I would like to thank you for being there in my life. I shall forever cherish you.
How special is that, Judith?
It's so special. Thank you so much.
You're so special to them. You really are. With her right now is Dr. Philip de Lange. Dr. Philip Morda.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
No complaints. We're doing very well and we're very happy to be here.
How do you fit into the picture, Doctor?
Yeah, so I was consulted to see Judith on behalf of Operation Healing Hands. I'm orthopedic surgeon here at Midstream and Unitas, and myself and my partner specialize and we like working on limb deformity corrections, which is a difficult part of orthopedics and tricky and tedious, and you know, but with a lot of effort and a good system, there's a lot of patients that can be helped with that, especially like somebody like Judith at this point in time.
And how bad is Judith's case, having been left for so many years like that?
Yeah, so I think that's a very important point, Martin. I mean, Judith had a fall, which is a simple tibia fracture, which we see, I mean, in Pretoria, a number of them per day. And if they treat it well and they heal straight, they in general don't have any issues lifelong. But in Judith's case, what happened is her tibia didn't grow on straight, and she's got a deformity. Mm. Now, the issue is any joint needs the force to be distributed through it equally and straight. And what happens is because Judith's leg is skew, the force through her knee was abnormal, and that led to her knee significantly deteriorating. And now deteriorating up to a point where her knee is actually starting to give way, giving her severe pain. So the tibia that has grown on skew is not necessarily that painful, but the fact that it has such a huge change on her alignment is putting significant strain and degeneration on her other joints. So that's why...
No, I was going to say, I can just imagine, you know, having the kind of work that where you're on your feet all day and then also looking after seven kids. I think you can also imagine that this is very uncomfortable for her.
For surely, very uncomfortable. And at this point in time, it's gone over the tipping point. So essentially, if we don't do something, it progressively getting worse and worse and worse. Mm. So if we don't correct her deformity and her tibia, essentially, at a later stage, her knee replacement becomes more and more difficult and probably even impossible or extremely more risky. So it can significantly affect the long-term outcome.
And am I right in saying that if this kind of procedure at this point in time is not handled correctly, in other words, the right kind of pre-care, post-care, the right kind of surgery and surgery team, that it's a tough one. It's a tough one to correct. It needs to be in the
Definitely.
Right hands.
Definitely. It can go horribly wrong if it's not done correctly, and I think that's why a lot of orthopedic surgeons don't do what we do. You need to build up a team with the correct surgeons and wound care sisters and physiotherapists and everybody that can work together to do that, because that's the only way that you can have a good success with these things.
Well, it sounds like she's in the right hands, so we thank you for that. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
I know this is a big thing that you're also offering, putting this team together for her, which is amazing. But as you just mentioned now, there's a very critical follow-up operation. You need to correct part of the leg now, but then there needs to be a knee replacement surgery. Now, that sounds simple, but it really isn't, and it's also quite expensive.
Yes, definitely. The one can't really go without the other, but we need to start somewhere. Two wrongs doesn't make a right. We must first correct the one and then take it from there and correct the other one subsequently.
Is Judith still there? Is she still listening?
Yes, Judith is here. Dr. Philip, maybe you can just give her your headphones. Just to remind you while we're doing that, Martin, is we're streaming this live on Facebook.
Yes.
And if you are checking it out, you will see there is a funny thing with a bone in it, like a cage with a bone in it that Dr. Philip brought along. And this is actually just to show us what they are putting on Judith's leg, which she will be walking with for the next 6 months, to basically grow back her own bone on the inside of her leg.
Oof.
So it's a process. Yeah. Judith's here. She's ready for you.
Funny thing with a bone in it. Go and have a look now.
Yes.
On Facebook. Judith, I'm happy to say that it sounds like you're in the best hands that this country has to offer. So that's good news. You can now be calm and know that that this first part of the operation is going to be done by the best people that we could gather. Does it make you feel a little bit better? Are you less nervous now?
Yes, I do. Listen, I'm feeling much better. So I like to thank you, Doctor. Doctor. I like to thank you, Doctor.
Yeah. Cool. She wants to thank the doctor and the hospital and Operation Healing Hands Jacaranda FM.
But now here's the thing, Judith. This is the first part of the operation, and coming up, we're going to see if we can get some help. It is Good Morning Angels. Let's see what we can do about that all important and very expensive follow-up knee replacement operation. That is coming up next, exclusive to Good Morning Angels here on Jacaranda FM. Don't move.
En hier gaan ons alweer op woensdagmorgen. Die trane loop. Niemand kan in die verkeer gerei kry nie, want almal sit in trane afvee. Baie, baie dankie vir alles wat julle doen. Dit is flippin' amazing.
Morning Angels with Martin Bester.